since day one, these folks had started in Kampala, they had ever been dubbed by the people as opaque, not transparent. But of course, given the military power the M23 and their allies had shown over this time, it is normal that people, of course, they would buy anything, any agreement, any deal in Kampala. And of course, given the military built up today, yes, people, they are very, very afraid. And they fear that war might break out again.
Does that mean that residents in Goma and surrounding areas do not necessarily have confidence that the peace talks between the M23 and the government would bring peace to Goma and the North Kivu province?
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's the reality, and that has been the reality of any deal with people supported by foreign countries. These people, instead of building their alliance on the Congolese people, they rather build their alliance with people in power and who turn against them, and then they build alliance with foreign countries. So nobody has ever believed in this. And for a good reason, because Kampala and Kigali, they had been all implicated in supporting this war, and having Kampala being the mediator of this process, it's only being a judge and judged at the same time. So nobody, no genuine Congolese, whether they are Tutsi or Hutu or other communities, have really ever believed in this process.
But what about the presence of MONUSCO, the UN Intervention Brigade, in helping protect the unarmed civilians? Don't they have confidence in their ability to possibly prevent attacks by these armed groups, or for that matter, some rogue element in the FARDC?
I think MONUSCO has been busy managing expectations. MONUSCO, before it has been a total failure, being just an instrument of the government and maybe of the politics within the Great Lakes region, but not really delivering to its mandates, protecting the civilians. It's never been the case. So I think people are more inclined to watch what really MONUSCO is going to do. But again, I don't believe myself that people have that much faith within MONUSCO. So they believe MONUSCO will just be there to manage the expectation. And anyway, how MONUSCO could be playing the job, the primary job of the Congolese armed forces, if the authorities themselves, they've never been committed to reforming, to providing an army that is protective of all ethnic groups in this country.
Let me understand this. So the people in Goma and the surrounding areas think that because the UN Intervention Brigade having a cooperation with the FARDC, or for that matter, the government, loses credibility. Is that a case?
Yeah, that is the case. MONUSCO has been behaved totally, almost just like the Congolese armed forces themselves, that have been made of different militia groups brought together. And this has been the case of MONUSCO. You have the Indians, they have their own interests. You have Pakistanis, and that's really a kind of paradox, having Pakistanis and Indians coming to be peacekeepers in Congo while themselves they can't get along back in their respective countries. And I think that has been playing a lot within the MONUSCO politics itself. So I think more people that are inclined to say, okay, let's wait and see if the Tanzanian, the Malawi, the South African are going to make any difference. But again, hopes are not very that much high, as people would think.